Hope you had a happy Mother's Day weekend. I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. First up, this Monday, May 11th, Force Protection Bravo. It's a threat level at U.S. military bases, indicating an increased and predictable threat of terrorism. As you see, it's the third tier out of five. The reason we're telling you about it is because it was increased to Bravo at U.S. military bases last Friday. This applies to 3,200 military sites, including recruiting stations, National Guard facilities, and ROTC detachments. It means more security at bases, though a military spokesman didn't say exactly what that would be. The military says the level wasn't raised because of a specific threat, but because it's concerned about several recent incidents, including an attempted terrorist attack at an event in Texas we told you about last week.
Jimmy Clark.
It's hard to believe that a year ago, most people had not heard of ISIS. And now, hardly a week goes by without the FBI making a major arrest of ISIS so-called travelers. These are people who are trying to go overseas to join the fight, following the lure of the ISIS propaganda machine on the internet. The interest in ISIS is not waning at all. If anything, it's still growing. We've got about 26 cases against Westerners and Americans trying to help ISIS since the beginning of this year.
Six minutes. Minnesota men now charged. A 20-year-old woman reportedly runs away to join the terrorists.
And what I'm told by U.S. law enforcement is that they're opening more cases than they're closing, which is actually a very scary prospect. The result of having Westerners and Americans go over to Syria and Iraq to join with ISIS is now you have people in place and they have friends back home that they have influence over and they can reach back to their homelands to try to get them to come. And that's exactly what we saw in the recent case in Minnesota. And what this case represents is a sea change for U.S. law enforcement for these types of cases because they had the help of a cooperator, someone who was inside, so they were able to tell a lot more about how ISIS recruitment is organized. And I think what this means is that they're going to be able to use this to try to figure out where else this might exist because they do believe that this presents the new normal, the future for ISIS recruitment cases.